Rabbi, say lessons from the late Parshas Chaye Sara. Ha'ba'aleinu l'tova, what a wonderful gathering this morning here in a special breakfast. You got nervous when you only saw, you know, a little bit of cornflakes on the table. And that, and then, of course, Yosef Atzadeh came down and made everybody happy. I don't know how many of those croissants you have to wash, but it looks like some of you might have to wash soon. Anyway, okay. So the topic that I wanted to do is a topic that's very much related, all of Klal Yisrael, but very much related to you. Because hopefully you're at a point where you have gone through Shana Aleph and you said to yourself, okay, I want to move further now. What's my key? What's the goal that I should be trying to get towards in order to perfect the qualities that we should all have in life? So I want to bring it through this parsha, and quite interesting what happens in the parsha. So as we know, unfortunately Sarah passes away, and Avraham realizes it's time to find a mate for for Yitzchak, and he sends his trusty Eved Eliezer to go out and find the girl. And he gives very specific characteristics or character traits that she should have and where she should be from, v'chulu. Seemingly, it seems to be somewhat of an easy match on one hand. On the other hand, we see Eliezer is scared like anything. He doesn't know who's going to be the right one, and he davens, and he asks for a test. So we have to understand what exactly is going on over here. And I'll tell you why. Eliezer davens, but what happens? Something remarkable happens to him. So we see that right away, the pasuk tells us, Vayiratz ha'eved likrasa. He goes and he runs after her. Why? Because he says, Rashi, he sees something very unique in her. And that is that, says Rashi, Rashi's actually quoting Bereshis Rabbah, and it says, what does it mean, ras likraseha? So it says that he saw something very unique in her. And that was that the water was coming up to her, b'derech neis. The Mayim loved her so much that it came up to her. The Lashon Neis. Eliezer should stop his game and say, all right, we're done. This is the girl. All I got to do is ask her, whose house are you from? Who's your brother? Oh, your brother's loved one, Whitey? Okay, we're done. That's what you asked for. Yishkoyach. This is the girl. Water doesn't normally run up. I think there's a movie like that. It doesn't normally want it. Okay, you're done. Lo lechinam, pana Eliezer l'Rivka. It wasn't stam that he went to her. He knew already who this girl was. Lefisha rosh olav amayim, says the Medrash. She saw that the water's coming up to her. And therefore what? It's an ace. Why are we not done? I don't understand. This is the boy. This is the girl for Yitzchak. No. Says Rav Nevenzel in his amazing Sefer. Rav Nevenzel has many Svarim on Chumash, and Baruch Hashem now Svarim on Halacha, and the holidays and things of that nature. So Rav Nevenzel, the chief rabbi of the Old City, my Rebbe in Yeshiva HaKotel, / Nativ Aryeh, in case you know, you're going to see Rabbina soon. So he asked this question, and he says, Rav Nevenzel says, I don't understand. Parsha the question. This is the girl. Guys, let's be honest here. Mitzvah Hashem, you should be looking for your shidduchs, right? And if you go and you find your shidduch, you're looking and you daven, hopefully you daven to Hashem. Not now, don't daven yet for Hashem for your shidduch, okay? You're a little young. And some of you can. Okay, fine. But you're davening for your shidduch. You're davening for your shidduch. And Hashem's like, amazing. He loves you. He loves all of you. But he loves you in this particular instance. A nace happens, right? A nace happens. Right? Whatever it might be. You go out to dinner and she goes, poof! And there's two steaks there. I'm like, whoa. I'm marrying this girl, come on. She can give me steak all the time without doing anything. It's my girl. Why did Eliezer stop? I don't understand. It's very strange. Says Rav Nevenzel, I'll tell you why. Avram's specific instructions included, I want her to be like my family. We know that Avram perfected chesed. What I'd like to call chesed shel Avraham. A special chesed, a unique chesed. A chesed which Rav Nevenzel calls chesed nadir. Rare, unique. special. Not chesed that you and I do. If you will, I would like to compare it to chesed shel Harav Machlis. And let me tell you what the difference is. The difference is that when we do chesed, and of course we, I'm only talking about myself, I'm really talking about you too, but what kind of chesed do we do? Oh, all right, I guess we have no choice. I mean, literally the old lady's standing next to me, and she's going, oh, these bags are so heavy. And then you're like, all right, I guess I have no choice, right? That's the chesed we like to do. Or we do chesed when we invite a couple from our community or our friends to dinner, to lunch. That's not chesed, by the way. Hachnasas Orchim. We're such great Hachnasas Orchim people. No. Hachnasas Orchim is inviting someone who's not from the community or from your community who's never had anybody invited before, who doesn't speak English well, who doesn't speak Hebrew well. Good luck with that meal. Or maybe somebody who's a little bit special. That's chesed. That was Avram Avinu. Avram had chesed nadir. Let's remember what's going on here. Parshas Vayera, what happens? Our parsha, we just read it yesterday. You all were in it. Dominic, I saw you. Okay, not everyone, but I saw a lot of you. It says, Vayera Hashem. He appears to him. He's chalashing. He says to Eliezer, please, I need to do this. I know it's the third day. It's the hardest day after my Mila. 99 years old, that's Mila. Rachman al-Aslan, who can imagine what pain he's in? And he says, but I need to do chesed. There's got to be orchim out. And Eliezer says, do you have any idea? The Gemara Bava Metzia tells us how hot he made it. Right? 110 degrees in the shade. Whatever you want to say. 30 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that means. 30 degrees. I'm still here 11 years. I don't know how to Celsius. And I always speed when I get pulled over. He says, do you realize you were doing, 150... I don't know what that is. I don't know. They don't have miles. I don't know what it is. Fine. So what happens? Chesed nadir, what happens? It's kechom hayom. The Gemara Bava Metzia Dachavav says what? It was an unusual heat wave. Because Rabbanu Shalom wanted him to stay in his house. Most people would be like, azai putter. I'm putter. Right? You wake up in the morning for davening, and you have a headache. Oh, you bechman of the sun. Say tehillim for you. You have a headache. I don't have to go to daven. I'm a putter. I have to do chesed, it's raining outside. I know I was supposed to go on the chesed trick, but I can't, it's raining. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want me to get sick. I catch a cold. Kichom hayom, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I'm trying to help you, Gemara Bava Metzia. He says, no, I need to do it. He doesn't trust Eliezer. He says, Eliezer, forget it, I'm going out. But it's, Eliezer's like, it's the air conditioning here in this tent. This is an awesome tent. Now, he goes out, and guess what he finds? He sees these three travelers. What do we say? We want to do chesed so badly, but we're like, it's 72 degrees outside, it's too hot. I can't walk up a hill and do chesed. Because what does it say? Vayira. Vayisaina, vayira, vihine shlosh anashim nitzavim, alav, vayira, vayirat. Says, of Meir Tzvi Bergman, the son-in-law of Rav Shach, Rav Shach's yurtzeit was just this week, Rav Shashiva in Panovich. So his son-in-law says beautifully in Shari Ora, why does it say the word Vayira twice? We know he saw. Why does it tell us he saw again? Because this is a different type of seeing. This is what I call the Rav Machlis seeing. The seeing is I want to see. Chesed that you do, that's nadir, is a chesed that you do because I seek it out. And I say to myself, how can we figure out how to have more guests in our house? For anybody who's ever been to Rav Machlis's house. The weirder the person, the better guest he is, according to Rav Machlis. Right? You guys are normal compared to the guest that he has, right? He loves it. That's true chesed. Right? And he's I've heard many stories about what's happened in that house. Crazy. But that's chesed. Chesed is having the nice guy who comes from the five towns and brings him, half a meal anyway. And says, oh, I had a private chef make you all the stuff because we feel bad. That's not, it's nice. It's a mitzvah. V'hatzor recha kamocha. But Avram Avinu Vayira, he wanted to see. He was seeking out to see. I'll just give you an example the Chafetz Chaim gives. I'm just going to bring it to our generation. Obviously, the Chafetz Chaim doesn't give this exact example. Stay with me. Chafetz Chaim says like this. Hartson goes on a business trip, right? As you all know, I'm cheap. So on the way back, I don't take the direct flight because it was too expensive. So I go on, I don't know, pick a good airline. I go on to Swiss. No. Ready for this one?
Turkish.
Turkish. Turkish. Everybody's going Turkish. This is great. Okay, I take Turkish now. New. What can happen? I didn't realize. There's missiles in Israel, and they won't. The plane won't take off from Turkey because it's too dangerous. And I don't know what to do. Now, surprisingly, the Young Israel of Turkey did not yet open. And I don't know what to do. So I ask around. There's got to be a Chabad. There's a law that has to be a Chabad, you know, within 50 miles of any human. No Chabad. But I find out that there is a frum person that lives in Istanbul, and this happens all the time, and he has guests for Shabbos. Now, the airline feels so terrible that this Jew boy is stuck here by himself. They're going to give me a free hotel. So I have a choice. I can go to the hotel, go to this frum person for Shabbos. Not as nice accommodations, but I'll have kosher food. I'll be able to sing Shalom Aleichem. I'll be able to have Kiddush all day. I decide to go to the guy. I go to the guy. And the guy says, oh, I heard you were coming. Shkoyach, welcome. He says, you understand, it's very hard for me to get food. It's Turkey, the whole thing. He says, to stay here for Shabbos is $1,800. I say, is that chutzpah? Shekel? No, dollars. He says, but you could leave. Go get the hotel. I'm sorry. This is what the rule is. I say, $1,800? The Shabbos is almost starting already. I'm already taking my final mochi shot. Is that chutzpah? He goes, there's no negotiating. If you want, yes. If not, leave. Go to your hotel. It's not like I'm not kicking you out. No, I got no choice. But what do you say when that happens, when you're paying $1,800? You go to the Waldorf for the night? You know what you're doing. You're taking all those soaps, my friend. And he gives you the meal, and you say, no, anachamo, I want more. Give me more. You're not even hungry, but you don't care. You just want to, you need to eat $1,800 worth of food. I'm sorry. There's nothing to discuss. And then you go to your room. You say, this room's not nice enough. I want you to fluff up my pillows more. The guy's doing it besimcha. I don't have enough shampoos here. I don't have this. I don't have that. I want more towels. I want another towel. I want a towel to take home with me. And the guy's doing everything. It was $1,800, $1,800. Next morning, I come back. I said, I don't want this type of one. I want this. I'm really getting my money's worth. I'm milking this. Shabbos is over, and I feel a little bit good. I feel like at least I spent half of my money on making him schlep around the whole thing. It's the principle, you know, $1,800. And guess what happens? He gives me an envelope, and I said, what's this? He says, bring it back to Eretz Yisrael with you. And curious got me, and I open it up, and it's $1,800. I said, what is this? He says, I had no intention of ever having you to pay for a Shabbos. What a chuzuchus I have to have another fellow Jew. He says, but I knew that if you were just coming here for free, you would feel so horrible that this happened. It was last minute. Maybe I didn't have enough food. You would probably just eat a little morsel here just to make kiddush, just to have a challah of this, and you wouldn't even ask to put the air conditioning on because you felt bad. But now that you think you're paying, you ask for everything, and I really, that was true hachnasas aruch. I didn't feel bad. I'm just saying, no, but you hear it? Chavetz Chaim's word? That's true chesed. You think, because you know why? A nadir chesed, somebody who's doing chesed, is doing it for who? For himself. I'm not doing it for the person. You're the vehicle. Thank you for sending me. But I'm doing it for myself, to better myself. That was what Avram was looking for in Rivka. And by the way, that explains the Gemara in Ketubos, Das Samach Ches. He says, who is a person who's the opposite of the Baal Chesed? Oitzim Einav. He's not a Vayar. He's an Oitzim. He closes his eyes. And he shuts his wallet. He doesn't want to do chesed. And what does Avram do? We just said, Vayirav, or what? Vayirats. He's a runner. He runs there. What do you have to run for? They were coming, what do you think? They saw one tent in the middle of nowhere. It's 110 degrees. They're coming to the tent. No, he runs to greet them. And you see the Slavos. The Eben Ezra says that they said to him, stop giving us so much food. We just want lechem. They felt bad for him. No. I'm going to give you the greatest delicacy, so much so, what does he give him, everybody knows? Tongue. Ooh, fancy tongue. And mustard. Each of them got their own tongue. Now, from the animal. And mustard. Who has mustard? You know, there used to be a show on, probably not on anymore, called MTV Cribs. Yeah? They would go. I heard about it from, some people. What's MTV Cribs? They used to go to a house and, this is the way the guy lived. Imagine going to Avraham Avinu's tent, and they're going through the tent. Do you really think that they're going to go through the tent and they're going to open up his refrigerator? Where are they going to find Nebuch? He's got a bottle of, Kedem, wine. What is he at? They open up his refrigerator and he's got mustard? What is he having mustard for? Fancy schmancy. He says, no, I don't just have mustard. Look, I got chili sauce. I got sweet chili sauce. I got baby-raised barbecue sauce I brought from America. because he says, when a guest comes, I want him to eat. Not like I eat. I'm a simple guy. I want him to feel good. Yeah. You like Coke Zero? You like Coke Zero? You got to have Coke in your house as well. You can't buy Pepsi for them. Because I know my guests like Coke. Just like I like Coke Zero. I go to somebody's house, they have Pepsi Max. Think they're poor. What's going on? Super drink once. I went to somebody's house. No, once I went to somebody's house, they had water. Ugh, I don't know what to do with that. So I have to bring a flask now of Coke Zero. Okay, fine. So, Vayima, he runs. That's what we are. That's what we should be. Rav Nevenzel tells the whole story in the Midrash, beautiful Midrash with the Eov, where he compares him and he says, you're no Baal Chesed. Compared. Eov thinks, he says, oh, he's assumed shouldn't happen to me. You know why? Because I am the ultimate. Amar lefano v'chadosh baruch hu, ribono shaylam, lo hayisim, achil ravam, mishkem tzumayim, don't I feed people? The people that are hungry, says Eov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Eov, Eov, come on. Adayin lo agia lechetzi shir shal Avram Avinu. Ata Yosef v'shal b'toich b'isecha, v'orchem nitzal lecha, big deal. You have a big sign that says HaKadosh is Orchem. Anybody can come at any time, that's a pretty good thing, right? No. He runs out by Yirats. That's an Avram Avinu. So now let's get back to our question. So how did he find her? What did he do? So the psukim say, beautiful. There's a Masechah Soferim says, how old was Rivka? Anybody know? How old was Rivka when he saw her? Yeah? 3 years old. Okay, if you want to be Machmir, and you don't want it to be such a weird story, so you go with the Seder Olam. The Seder Olam, Rabbah says, she was 14. So it sounds a little bit better. No matter how old she was, let's understand what happens over here. Chutzpah, no? Eliezer goes, he's got, the Pasuk says he's got a Vadim with him. He's got other men. And he says, nu, I got these 10 camels, nu. Give them to drink. And now the nace is over. Every time she has to lift up hundreds and hundreds of gallons. Rav Nevenzel actually writes that his brother was in the army. And he said that the platoon of the army were watching this Arab with a camel. And he was drinking, you know, they drink one day's worth of, it was like 100-something gallons in one sitting just for the camel. Yeah, 10 camels she had to do this. 1,000 gallons. And they're sitting back and relaxing. This little girl, 3 years old, maybe 14 years old. Can you imagine? Azai chutzpah? And she's doing it bislavos. She loves it. Unbelievable. That's who she was. No argument. They're animals. They're not human beings. Nothing. She does it. It's getting late outside. She has to go home to daddy. Look what's getting dark. She doesn't care. Of course I'm doing this. That is the unique chesed of Vatimaher. She doesn't just do it, but like her future father-in-law, she does it quickly. Ah. Now let's go to a little bit more. So we're having a nice discussion, so we're talking about chesed. So like, you know, excuse me for saying, maybe this is like Leva Torah-like, you know, chesed, chesed, chesed. For Zuck the Pasuk, the Psukim say that she didn't just get, what does Eliezer say, give her right away? He wants to do Kedushin in the name of Yitzhak. Nezem Zahav, Bika. He gives her a nose ring. He gives her Smidim, 2 bracelets. Says Rashi, Nezem, why does it tell us Dafka that it was a Bika, it was worth a Bika? Bika is Lashon, is a Chetzi Shekel. To remind us of Machzah Shekel. Smidim, why 2? Keneged Luchos Habris. Because it was made of Asara Zahav Mishekel, it says. The 10 Dibrois. What's going on over here? Says Rav Nevenzel, Ha'olam is only made only on Torah Avodah Gemilz Chasadim. Don't forget, it's not only Chesed. He reminded her, you know what you're going to be doing. This was a subliminal message. Chatzi Shekel is going to be the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Your descendants are going to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. Your descendants are going to learn Torah, Torah's Maisha, the Luchos. Torah Avodah Gemilz Chasadim. Nu, let's bring it home. What's the point of my whole story? So, it's not a story about finding Yishadach, should be Zaycheh. But, not right now. But it's a story about, as you know, I apologize. I still got Charlie Harari in my head. Guys from my shiur, no. Baruch Hashem, I saw him last week. I saw him again. And when a Leva Torah guy came to him on the Shabbaton, he said, Mr. Charlie Harari, they asked him two questions. First question is, do you really know Rav Hartstein? You know, he's like, no, I don't know. Here he is. I don't know. He's standing next to me. I'm scared. And the second question was, can you give me a chutzpah? I love the Shana of chutzpah. Right, it's good. It's good. You should have chutzpah's good. Give me a 30 seconds. I need a 30-second board. You know, give me something 30 seconds that will change my life. You have to do it in 30 seconds. Normally, you speak for an hour. 30 seconds. So what did he say? Pasha told everybody the same thing. I was there. You got to kill it. Kill it. Every day, wake up and kill it. You're doing something? Don't just do it. Kill it. I'm waking up for davening? Kill it. This is going to be the greatest davening of my life. Chesed? No. I just do chesed. I seek out chesed. Torah? Avoida? I seek it out. Yes, I'm going to be embarrassed. But I just heard an amazing lesson from I love this guy. I didn't know he doesn't even work. He was fired a number of times. But still, I want to learn with him. I want to have the chutzpah go up to him and say, excuse me, can I learn with you? I know you don't work here. That's chutzpah. But we call it holy chutzpah. Chassidus rabbis tell us you need to have holy chutzpah. We lack it. Bitterman likes to talk about holy chutzpah. Yes, you have to have holy chutzpah. Seek it out. Be uncomfortable. That's what we're talking about. Concentrate on that one thing for now. Forget about everything else. As Charlie likes to say, there's no such thing as multitasking. It's the biggest joke ever created. If you think you're going to be a successful business person and multitask, you will never be able to do that. We as men like to say women can multitask. I don't want to say anything against women. They can't multitask either. We certainly can't. I'm listening to your conversation and I'm typing. I'm listening. That's why Shabbos is so great. You can't type. That's what's going on over here. Concentrate to this thing. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe you can't perfect all three of these midos. Maybe you're not going to be the chesed guy. Maybe you're the Torah guy. All three of them you should try to perfect. But you got to work on it. And let me end off, if you don't mind, with a story. I'm happy I got to use this story. On the trip, there was a guy I met. And he tells me, back in the olden days, he was a professional boxer. Was scared. He actually had big muscles, which was interesting for being Jewish. I said to him, are you sure you're Jewish? And he was a professional boxer. I don't know what that means, honestly. Lightweight, heavy, whatever. So he tells me a great vort. He didn't know it was a vort. It wasn't firm, but this is it, Rabbi Isai. He says, what is, if I don't know, in the last few years, if I was thinking about the prize fight of all, got the most amount of views of people watching it, was called the money fight. What was the money fight? Yeah. Right? August 27th, 2017. McGregor against who? Floyd Mayweather. This was a chiddush benifla admoi, because you had the guy who was 49-0, he was the heavyweight champion of the world, against the MAA guy, the floppy guy who does the whole ganze geschäft. I had to watch it yesterday for research, right? And he's what a balgaiva she'en kamoyo. I never met somebody like that. He says, I'm going to kill you. This was the mamish. Like, if you want to see the definition, Rabbeinu Shalom invented the internet for you to see a balgaiva like this guy. And he says, I'm going to beat him. It's crazy, so on and so forth. He says, if you were a boxer like me, this guy tells me, if you're a boxer like me, all the boxing people knew he is going to get killed. And here's the chiddush, he says. And we knew exactly what was going to happen. If you saw the fight, I saw 6 minutes of the highlights of the fight. I have to tell you, it's something to, I'm sorry to say, I'm telling people who learn Torah, you should watch the chiddush that he said to me. It actually happened. He said, we predicted this before the fight. Mayweather doesn't understand one. Mayweather understands one thing very well. His upper body. He's called a boxer. When you're a boxer, you use these hands to defend, nothing else. But the champ, Conor McGregor, what did he know? Only knew MMA. It's everything. Everything. You use your whole body. You don't get tired. Because once this is tired, so you use this. He knew, he says, we all said he's going to tire out. He said, he still does, boxing. He goes, and everyone was saying, this is what's going to happen. Sixth round around, he's going to get tired. And you start watching the beginning of the fight, and you see that this guy's killing him, it looked like. McGregor won most of the first rounds. He was, and it was like, what is going on here? But the smart guy who only concentrates on the upper body says he's going to get tired because he's never used his upper body. And that's exactly what happened. And you saw it. And then round six comes. Boom. And round seven. And round eight. V'chulu. And you see what happened. And then round 10. And 49-0 becomes 50-0. And he beats now Rocky Marciano, the great fighter, in the last round. He landed all the powerful punches, and it was considered to be a knockout. 130 punches against 60. What happened, Rabbi Isai? He concentrated. He moved his energies to one central place. That's what we're talking about here. A true person of chesed centralizes and said, I'm not doing anything else now. I'm being a Baal Chesed. I'm sitting with you. I'm not going to text while you're eating because I'm with you now and only you. Because you are my chesed case right now. I'm sitting and learning b'chavrusa. I heard this from an amazing rabbi, Ephraim Waxman. He says, I can't say that this is true. I've never seen it in Svara. But he said something to the effect, I don't remember the exact numbers. He said that a half hour of learning with your phone outside of where you are. I know it's an appendage to your body, you think. But if you were to put your phone over here and you went into the basement for a half hour, he said it's like an hour of learning with your phone. You know that to be true. Every time it buzzes, there's got to be an emergency. I work for the Shabak. There's got to be an emergency. This might be the Prime Minister calling me again to form a government. Come on. But that's so true. Concentrate. Torah, you're learning now? That's it. It's Torah now. It's not time for chesed. A guy comes up to you and he says, sometimes there's a mitzvah. You have to do chesed. I understand. And you, all the excuses in the world. A guy comes up to you. He says, hey, what's going on? You say to him, this guy's a Nebuch. I got to talk to him. We're going to talk. We're going to talk for 15 minutes. Don't worry. No, it's my Torah time. I'm davening? And you're talking? Rebbe, you don't understand. It was for chesed reasons. This guy's a Nebuch. No. I'm davening now. I'm sorry. This is my davening time. We'll have time for it later. Mirch Hashem, we should be zeichet to take this lesson of how Avram Avinu brings Rivka into the house of Sarah, into that oil of chesed, and reminds us it's not about chesed, it's about Torah and avoid as well. We should be zeichet with that to perfect ourselves in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, which will bring the Sheikh's Kingdom. Amen. Amen.